from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Stephen A. Smith's rebuttal to Monica McNutt, he clearly feels some type of responsibility for basically giving her the platform on First Take. And he reminded her of that publicly on his own podcast. What did you make of that?
I didn't love that. Instead of the Stephen A. Smith of it, I would just like anyone who has not understood what Monica McNutt is about and how incredible she is covering the W and all things that she covers, I hope that the last 24 hours were either a reminder or a nudger to think to yourself, I should seek out Monica McNutt content more often because she does such an excellent job covering the league and beyond. And I thought it took great bravery of her to have the response that she had in the moment. And Stephen A. Smith, even in his comments that he made last night, saying that he helped give this platform to her and other women by getting them on appearances at First Take, he talked about how much he loves her. Like, I think some people were like, ooh, is Monica ever going to be on First Take again? And I think she was on it.
She was today. Yes.
She has reached a level of respect, and she's so good. She's undeniably good and undeniably talented. And so maybe focus on voices like Monica McNutt's more during this trepidatious time that we're all dealing with.
Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff as always, Jessica. Thank you so much, Jess.
See you later.
Yep. She is Jessica Benson. Catch her on Grind City Media and the Grizz Radio Network during the season. Yeah, listen, I don't think she cooked Stephen A. Smith the way that everybody else seemed to think she cooked him.
Well, his face kind of.
Yeah.
I think, to that tape.
Yeah, his face was,
more speechless. He was, wow.
He felt betrayed.
Betrayed. He did.
That she would go at him over that when he.
But he opened the door. It was easy.
Yeah.
I thought fair what she said. It's not just Stephen A. Nobody was here 3-4 years
correct.
Ago talking about this.
Exactly.
Like this.
Exactly.
But to her point, she's on that show, and so it looks like, this shot at him.
Yeah.
But her point was the world wasn't in.
Correct.
This thing 3-4 years
and
ago.
And
we could have been.
Yes.
We weren't paying attention.
Well,
And Stephen A. could have been back
right.
then.
Right. I think the part.
It didn't move the meter back then.
Oh, exactly.
It does now.
Exactly.
It's an acknowledgement of that.
And I think that's where.
They didn't like that.
You don't really hear that from the, that side. There's this sort of implied moral obligation that we were all supposed to be watching the WNBA or talking about the WNBA. From a moral obligation standpoint, well, I don't think First Take covers Major League Baseball. I don't think First Take talks about the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think they talk about Premier League. All they're doing is basically acting as a mirror for the greater American sports discussions that are happening today, right? If you're doing it right, they don't make the sports. They don't make the hot button sports topics, right? That's not what they can't create. Like, if they spent the next 3 months talking about Premier League soccer, it's not like that would become the most popular sport in America.
Correct.
They are there to basically just be a lightning rod for what is getting attention and what is going to draw ratings, because that is the business that they're in. It's the business that you and I are in.
Believe me, they wouldn't have revisited today
100%.
If they didn't like the ratings that it got yesterday.
Yes.
Him and McNutt going at it.
Yes.
All the virality of it all on social media.
So
that's why they hit it again to start today and made it the A.
No question. And guess what else they don't do? They don't talk about college basketball in December on First Take. That's maybe Duke. Maybe Kentucky or something if they're all imploding.
Yeah. Well, they probably don't talk about
until
the damn tournament.
Exactly.
First Take.
So all First Take is doing is just playing their hits. That's all we do here on this show. We weren't talking about WNBA 3 years ago. Nobody was talking about WNBA 3 years ago.
Right, that's why.
Because people weren't checking for it.
Right.
And now people are checking for it, and now people are talking about it. It's just really simple. I mean, and that's why I felt like I did kind of side with Stephen A. in that,
But all I'm telling you is Monica's point is you're agreeing with it. She just sharpened it by saying you, Stephen A. She's talking about all of us. Mm-hmm. She's talking about everybody that wasn't involved 3 or 4 years ago. And that's fair. It's absolutely fair. And so that's why I was more on her side. Stephen took that personally. I put you here. This is now coming off as a shot at me. Mm. Let me get you correct. And all that, and I thought that was unnecessary. So you're saying you side with Stephen. I lean more towards Monica.
Like, why?
She used him as the example.
Sure.
She's on his show.
Right.
And you say, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Considering the fact he put you on.
Right.
But all she was doing was putting a finer point on it.
Yeah.
You represent everybody that wasn't
right.
here He's, 3 or
right.
4 years ago.
But why should we have been here 3 or 4 years ago? Like, what was so
well,
compelling
her point
that
was
we
that
missed?
You could have been. The basketball hasn't changed. The cheap shots haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
What changed was Caitlin Clark and this unbelievable class
right.
that's come in.
It's popular
and it's strong.
Now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we have so much foolishness around this conversation about a cheap shot, about what's essentially an initiation for a rookie that happens all the time
yep.
across sports all the time. But you have all these new eyeballs on it,
mm-hmm.
folks that don't know how to break, and they're seeing it happen from women. They weren't here 3 or 4 years ago, don't know how physical a league this already is,
yeah.
and this foolishness that you were frustrated by and have been has
right.
now been added and taken and blown everything so out of proportion.
I guess I kind of thought she – I guess I came away thinking she was saying you should have been talking about the WNBA. Like, you should have been leading off your shows with WNBA.
She knows better than that. She's
right.
on – frankly, she's on an NBA show. Let's be first and foremost.
Right.
Get Up's an NFL show. First Take, for the most part,
is
an NBA
is.
Show that
it
she is on. She covers the Knicks. She covers the NBA at large.
And she's great.
That's what she – and she knows what moves the needle.
100%.
She absolutely
right,
knows
right, right.
that. And so
she's more so talking about the fact that if you had been watching
exactly,
3 or 4 years ago,
as
you would not
to
have
telling
been
Stephen A. he should have been here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, and listen, I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair.
Exactly.
Because if you are going to discuss it in segments,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you should have some sort of institutional, you know what I mean, understanding of what it is and what it's been. And no,
Right.
Know.
That this is not new.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
Is,
no, I agree
not
with
new
that
because
totally.
Everybody's trying to pin that just on Caitlin.
Yeah.
Oh, they're jealous of her. What? This
yeah.
is crazy.
No, I agree with that.
These rookie hazings technically
right.
been going on for years, man.
Yeah.
At all levels of sport. And it's been going on in the WNBA, but folks are shocked by it because they're watching it now and seeing
right.
this out of women.
And I understand the human reaction, too, of the veteran WNBA players who have been playing there for 5, 6, 7 years, and they feel like playing at a high level, and nobody cared, and now all of a sudden people care because one person. I understand the human reaction to that, right? Like,
yeah,
imagine if we were doing
a resentment. That's understandable.
Yes.
It's natural.
Imagine if we were doing this radio show, and we weren't making any kind of noise, and we weren't getting any kind of rings, and then somebody comes in, all of a sudden we're hot, 99's hot.
The same resentment that Isaiah Thomas had towards Michael Jordan there
right.
to start
right.
his career.
No, it's understandable.
And frozen out of the All-Star
you know,
game.
I don't judge anybody for that.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, the foul wasn't even that bad, bro. Like, Chicago Tribune saying that it was assault. I'm like,
that was ridiculous.
Come on, man.
The Tribune went too far.
I think that was them, right? It was the Tribune?
I'm not sure. It's one of the Chicago papers. Might have been
yeah.
sometime. That was referred to this morning. I know Greeny referred to it and thought it was borderline irresponsible of the newspaper to do such. I think he's probably right.
Yeah, it was the Tribune, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably right. Because, again, these guys, there have been much harder fouls. Again, go back and look what they did to Candace Parker her first year. We talked about with Jessica right there. Look what they did to Angel Reese earlier in the season. Grabbed her by the neck and threw her down. Like, this isn't just happening to Caitlin Clark.
No, it's not.
It's happened for years in this league.
Yeah, it has.
And, frankly, we've accepted it in other sports. But we're seeing women do it now because there are more eyeballs on it. Now where there's more clutching of pearls.
Yeah, I thought that was just a little much. And that, again, that's... It speaks to the ridiculousness of everything, bro. Like, you had Pat McAfee, then you had the Chicago Tribune saying it's assault. I mean, it's just like, come on, man. We're
right.
losing our heads here a
right.
little bit.
Right.
And it is.
And I get you being frustrated yesterday by how
oh, yeah.
it's just been taken so far.
I'm going to be frustrated.
McAfee's and everything.
Because I want them to just let my girl hoop, bro. But y'all just trying to, you know, everybody trying to make this about she's the white savior, the white devil, or, you know, we can't just let her hoop. You know,
well, first thing you need to do is get a new coach. Okay, old Sides, there's a movement fire. Is it Christine Sides? Is one of some fire coach Sides? She's struggling.
Yeah.
And then this idea that the Fever have played double the game of the Aces is ridiculous. You've
yeah.
been putting Caitlin Clark and that team out there every
yeah.
other night to get beat
up. She's the attraction.
That's why they can't win a game.
Mm-hmm.
What are they, 2-7 or something? It's not very
good. Yeah, they suck. They suck.
That's why that coach would be the first.
And Caitlin is a part of it. She can't guard.
Well, she only had 3 the other day.
Yeah, she cannot. And I will say her game is pretty one-dimensional.
Well, keep in mind, I mean, she's coming right off of her college basketball season.
It's weird.
Season
yeah,
two.
You don't even get a training camp,
and,
right?
And, like she, and they are beating her down on a nightly basis, too. Now, here's the thing. Caitlin will give it back to these women, too. Let's not act like she ain't a competitor that gives it right back. And she did to Kennedy in terms of talking that trash and everything else. Like, this, they're competitors, guys.
No question.
And so don't be appalled by seeing competitors go at it.
Yeah, I think it's like we don't have to protect anybody here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Caitlin's okay.
She's going
to be just fine.
She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
She's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I do need her teammates to come to her defense.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, they didn't seem like they were very keen on running over there to her and helping her out and backing her up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just one-on-one, you know? Like, that's just being a teammate one-on-one. If you see somebody that's
– one of your teammates goes down, you go pick them up, and especially if they've been pushed down by – opponent.
That happens every day in the NBA. Like
I didn't see the teamness, and again, I might go back to old coach sides there. We're gonna have to get that cleaned out.
Interesting. You think it's the coach?
Well, she's a problem.
Where's James Wade? Let's get James
Wade. This is like her first year with this team.
Is it?
Yeah, and she's really struggling.
Yeah. James Wade is coaching with the is he with the Raptors?
We looked it up last week. Brad had already identified this. He wants James Wade to be the new coach. He's now with the Raptors though, so we're gonna have to
Oh, he'd leave for the head job to coach Caitlin Clark.
He got out. He got out after being a champion.
I thought he got fired.
No, I didn't think he got fired. He stepped away is what we found last
week. Oh, he stepped down. Okay,
Now, that might have been a deal where they framed
They were 7-9, but they had been the NBA Finals WNBA Finals and won 2 years ago.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Yeah, interesting.
We'd have to convince him to come back, and he's already reached the pinnacle.
But he ain't had a chance to coach Caitlin, though. Come on now.
I mean, she only scored three.
Yeah, but maybe she just needs the right coach to unlock her, bro, to your point.
I would look at the Chicago Sky and say, I want to coach that instead. Go back.
Oh, you would go back to the Sky?
I mean, he can't now, but look at what they did in the draft. They got Angel and Cardozo. We got a huge problem. Now, we lost to the Fever. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to be checking our coach.
Yeah.
I don't know who replaced James Wade.
I was trying to look it up right now. It's Teresa Weatherspoon. That's who it is.
That's right. She's the one that told Kennedy and them to be quiet the other day.
Right.
About Caitlin.
But, like, my whole thing with it is, and I know we're sort of guilty of, like, this thing we kind of hate, right, which is the long, long, drawn-out discussion of Caitlin Clark. But, like, Kennedy Carter said yesterday in her press conference that after the basketball game is over, after it's all done, it's all love.
Yeah, she said that yesterday.
But it's not. That's not true.
It is love.
It's not true. She went on Threads and said that all Caitlin brings to the game is three-point shooting.
Dude, that's all you do is shoot the ball. You don't play no defense. I still love you.
Yeah, but I mean.
But I tell it like it is with your basketball game all day long.
Would you do it on social media? Would you do it on social media?
No, that was weak.
Yeah.
Because she said she wasn't taking any questions in the immediate post-game press conference about it.
Yes.
And then you go on to Twitter. And I'm sure some part of her felt like, I've got to respond. Threads, I don't care. Whatever it is. Threads, Twitter, everything else. X.
It was Threads.
Threads is not a part of X.
No, Threads is Meta.
That's right.
Can you
just
sort of get your social in line over there?
Dude, I'm just coming out of shadow ban.
Right. I don't think you actually have, because when you tweeted to me the other day, it did not show up in my actual feed. Like, it showed up in my for you, but it did not show up in mentions.
I don't know. Again, I don't know what I got to do.
I don't know what you've done or who you've offended over
there. Well, you need to quit faking it. Because now you've spent acting like you're this interested in the WNBA is a front.
This is
fraudulent.
I like some.
Now you're not watching. You don't care this much. You don't at all.
I've watched some games this year. Yeah, I've watched some games.
But you want to call out Kennedy?
I mean, Kennedy's. I'm just saying.
You're a fake WNBA fan.
I am definitely
You're only here for Caitlin. That's what you're here for.
No, I will say I was betting WNBA before it was cool to watch it. All right. Y'all know I was talking about WNBA last summer.
Yeah, you said it was easy, and then you lost a few and you got out.
It's hard now. Oh, it's a lot of all these eyeballs.
I got sharper.
Yeah, because of Caitlin. Thanks a lot. Damn.
Yeah, you'll get back out pretty quickly here.
Yeah, I'm not in it at all. I think the Fever are a hell of a fade. They're a great team to fade. You know, because and they're big. They're getting lots of points now.
Yes,
but they're just not good. They can't guard. I watched a little bit of the Liberty game the other night.
They're awful.
And plus, you said the schedule, the front loading of the schedule. They're playing every other night.
It's literally every other night. They're tired.
They're a friendly fade. There is no doubt about that. But yes, yeah, so I'm not gonna sit around here and act like I go home turn on. And guess what? Nobody else does either. If we're going to be honest, we're going to keep it a buck. Nobody else
does
either.
It's painful. It's painful.
It's more popular. It's growing. There's no doubt about that. But is it appointment television yet? Mm-mm, it's not. Even Caitlin is just, it's sometimes kind of hard to watch. It's like, for her specifically, you know, because she's just shot jacking at this point. What she was doing against the Liberty.
Yeah, she's scared to go in there. She's scared to go inside.
No doubt.
And I would be too, probably, if they were hammering me every time like Jordan rules.
Yeah, well, maybe they need to get some. They need to get some rules. Get some CC rules. I mean.
No, Jordan rules were not done by the league, fool. They were the Pistons. That's how they dirt dog them. The Jordan rules, you dirt dog them every time he gets in the lane. That's what it is, WNBA, but Caitlin Clark right now.
Yeah.
The Clark rule, they're dirt dogging
I can't remember.
Every time she gets in the lane.
I saw somebody say that who is the – is there a WNBA commissioner, or is this just a free-for-all?
It's not Val Ackerman.
Who? I think that's the Big East commissioner. Who is
– I said Kathy it's not her.
Engelbert.
Again, I said it's not her.
It's Kathy Engelbert.
And that's how I identified her.
That's just a random pool. I just appreciated the pool of the Big East commissioner.
I want to say at one point she was involved.
Okay, she was. Okay, who is it? Kathy Engelbert?
Kathy Engelbert, started the new charter flight program for the WNBA charter on
No, no, Caitlin started that.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, Kathy just signed off on it.
The other players, they dismissed that. Caitlin ain't charging nothing getting us.
According to the players, Caitlin ain't done nothing.
She didn't do nothing for us. We was always this good.
According to the rest of the WNBA.
We always been here, John. We been here.
First president of the league.
Kathy?
Kathy Val. Engelbert.
Val was.
Val?
Yes. Wow. You just thought that was some random reference I come up
with? Well, because it was the Big East. It's the Big East commissioner.
She is now.
So she came from the WNBA.
She is best known for being the first president of the Women's National Basketball Association. I give you history, because unlike you and Stephen A.,
you schooled us.
I've been here with McNutt.
You've been here with McNutt. We were the first radio station affiliate to get her on, by the way.
Me, McNutt, and Isaac Simpson have been here the jump.
Yeah.
What a career for Val. That's a hell of a career.
I think she's a Hall of Famer.
Is there anybody else that's been here since the beginning, or is that
maybe
it?
Maybe she's not quite a Hall of Famer, but I knew she had some previous affiliation with WNBA.
Yeah, I think she needs. I think Kathy Engelbert needs to step in and start intervene with some of these fouls, and say, hey,
you're the problem.
Cut it out.
No, you're part of the problem. You're the clutching of pearls we don't need around Caitlin in the game this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, let's be honest. Caitlin's running this thing. I mean, she's the pulling the strings. It's not Kathy.
At 2-8, she pulling strings?
Yeah.
She going to run out of steam, though, playing in this league, it appears.
Yeah, I mean, she's just going to
break her.
Go take the big three, you money. You know, leave the WNBA.
She might want to.
They don't appreciate you. They don't appreciate you,
but there's
Caitlin.
A new league.
Oh, the one that Breonna Stewart's doing?
Unrivaled, I believe it's called.
Yeah. It's 3-on-3, though.
Yeah.
It's not a 5-on-5.
Well, I mean, in Big Three, 3-on-3.
That's true. That. Yeah.
This is one done by them.
But
Breonna
you'll
and them
make more
make sure.
With the Big Three.
I don't know anymore.
Didn't they say they'd give her $700 billion?
I think it's like five.
Okay, $5 million. So go over there. They don't appreciate you in the WNBA. You can go hoop with Tony Allen and Mario Chalmers. That would be fun.
I saw him the other day, Tony, and still in very good shape. Looks like he could pull it off.
Tony Allen?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead. I mean,
he was stealing balls at the Grizzly camps from like 10-year-olds. I saw him like blocking shots from like little kids.
I just like that he's in the community.
Yeah, he's out
there. You will see him out and about, and he's out here and approachable and everything else.
For sure. But yeah, I mean,
Son's getting big too. Had Justin Jefferson jersey on.
Okay, yeah.
Fresh.
Justin Jefferson. Yeah, that's him.
That's the kid's name.
Yeah,
that's the kid's name. Yeah, he's getting big. I mean,
You're taking me back to the AA000G9 days.
Yeah.
You know, the
fresh.
Nobody knows. Nobody remembers.
That's the best name ever for a kid.
It is a good name.
Yeah. But anyway, if I was advising Caitlin, I'd say just leave. Just walk away and let these folks have it. Let them have it.
That's right.
Your league was fine without me.
Yeah, y'all need me.
This is about us, not one person.
Yeah, it's about Angel Reese. This is why everybody's watching. So we'll all watch
Angel
Reese.
Just straightened you out and told you should have listened to the context of that. Quit making Angel Reese.
Y'all, see, that's the problem. Y'all
the
make,
evil queen
I got to watch the whole thing. I got to watch all 35 minutes of this, all right? I ain't watched 35 minutes of one thing.
No, you're just like McAfee. You fly in, you hot take, you fly back out.
Yeah, but it's like, if you were watching the WNBA in 1996, you'd have known. Yeah. Bro, wasn't nobody watching the WNBA in 1996?
Me and Isaac Simpson were.
All right? That's what y'all, there ain't no way. Where would you have even watched it?
Satellite.
Super box.
Yeah, bro, on the
Thank
super
you,
box.
Brad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.